Now, what is your dream? Because there's nothing you can't do. And let nothing hold you back.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. Got a great message. Checkups always tells you what's up. See, one word from God can change your life. You just need to have a checkup. Do you need a breakthrough today? I believe you do. You're going to learn some important keys that will help you receive what you're believing for. Because there's no use to believe for something if you don't receive it. I love this message. Checkups always tells you what's up. And if you're not receiving, the checkup in the Word of God will show you where you're missing it so you can receive what you're believing. Let's go into this message. You're going to be blessed by it. I'm telling you, you're going to learn some great things today, and you're going to get what you are believing for. The title of this message this morning is Checkups Always Lets You Know What's Up. One thing I have noticed at my age now is that Kathy, I don't have a family doctor, but Kathy began to tell me, and a lot of ministers and friends of mine in the ministry say, you know, Jesse, when's the last time you went to a doctor? When I was born. He slapped me and I ain't been back since, you know, in terms of being born. You need to start having checkups and things of that nature. And of course, and that's true. I've been running most of my life. I never really took time. And at times I have abused my body ferociously by just working till it almost fall down. But it's always took care of me. But we also need to take care of it. So I started doing some of these checkups. Now, I don't do it every year, and I know I should. And I know Dr. Deloach is listening to me, but I'm getting better at it, Dr. Deloach. I'm just getting better. Praise the Lord. But because, you know, there's certain parts of my body I've never seen, and I don't want nobody else to see them neither. Like a prostate. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But it's in a hidden place. And it don't feel too good when they want to touch it. And not that I'm embarrassed or anything of that nature, by no means, not that, you know. But I mean, I thought, Lord Jesus. And then Kathy said I should have a colonoscopy. Now that's a trip. That makes you sing Moon River and you don't even know the song. And I love what that doctor told me, and he's one of the best here in the New Orleans area. You ever had any colon cancer in your family? I said, not that I know of. He said, well, you got a beautiful colon. What do you say to that? Now, to a doctor, I guess they understand that, but to me, I'm going, okay. I don't want to see you for 10 years. I said, I promise that will come to pass. Checkups. So Psalms chapter 121, it says this, verse 1, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. This verse here is dealing before Jesus was transfigured. That when Jesus was coming down that mountain, it was amazing how he was glowing. He had been transfigured. He said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Let me just say this to everybody in this building today. If you're going through something, you will get through it. Help is on the way. And the name of the Holy Spirit is the helper. Think about that. Help is on the way. Whether it be spiritual, physical, financial, whatever it might be. You're not alone at all, ever. Help is on the way. Now you think, let me tell you something about God. He is never early and he's never late. I wish he would be early. I wish he'd show up 5 days before. But then you wouldn't be walking by faith. You could just see it. You see what I'm saying? And the Bible said you walk by faith and not by sight. And but I like him a little early, but he's always on time. And the Lord gave me this, and I'd like you to write these things. 8 ways to find out why it isn't working. Checkups always tells you what's up. When you go to checkups, if you've got a good doctor, if there's something starting to go wrong or something, the checkup will find it. And they always say it's called preventive and help me, Dr. DeLoach, if I'm right. It's called preventive medicine. Am I correct in that? In other words, I remember Dr. DeLoach gave me some good wisdom. He said, look, there's two things that can really hurt a man as he grows older that you need to check on all the time. One is your heart and the other is your prostate. He said, once you get past that, if you got that taken care of, he said, you will probably live a very fruitful old age. You know, and that's good wisdom. That's good sense, you know, to check up on the different things. And I don't know if, you know, I know young people have heart trouble and things of that nature because there's so much stress in the world. So I want to deal with these eight ways. Number one, I want you to write this down. Put a spotlight on your life to see if you've overlooked something that needs to be made right. Let me say that again. Put a spotlight on your life to see if you've overlooked something that needs to be made right. And I want to give you the scripture. If you want to go to it, you can. Mark chapter 11. Now, that's the famous chapter that that Brother Hagin preached out for 60 years. Mark chapter 11. Phenomenal. One of my favorite chapters in the Bible. Let me say the point again. Put a spotlight on your life to see if you've overlooked something that needs to be made right. And what does that mean? Mark 11, verse 25. It says, when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught or, you know, a problem against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. So what I do is I put a spotlight. You've heard me say this. You cannot offend me. I refuse to be offended. Why? Because I put a spotlight. I have nothing against no one anywhere. Why? Because why would I do that? All they got to do is ask God to forgive them. All I got to do is ask God to forgive me and it's over. You follow what I'm saying? I've had some people leave my ministry in the early years because I preached faith. And they said, faith is not the only thing in the Bible. I said, but faith is mixed up with everything in the Bible. You can't get saved unless it's by faith. You can't get healed unless it's by faith. Everything you do is by faith. So let me say it again. Put a spotlight on your life to see if you've overlooked something that needs to be made right. Bible said in Mark 11, 25, when you stand praying, forgive. And if you have a problem against any, then let your Father know, which is in heaven, that he'll forgive you of your trespasses. Number two, keep strife out of your life. Christ will not work for you if you're in rebellion. Now, I'm going to explain this. And this is number two. Keep strife out of your life. Christ will not work for you if you're in rebellion. But Satan will. What? You keep strife out of your life. One thing we hate here is strife. If somebody's having a problem at our ministry, we bring them together. Let's work this thing out because we know it's a cancer. It's like rust on a piece of metal. You know, you don't get rid of that rust, it's going to eat it all the way to the top. Keep strife out of your life. This is so true. Strife, it's a cancer. That's why these checkups are so important. God wants your faith to work all the time. Not some of the time, all the time. And if it's not working, what you're learning today will help you find out why. That's why you go to a doctor. Well, Jesus is the great physician, and the word by God will help you show you where you're going wrong if you're not receiving what God has for you. Maybe what you're believing for seems hopeless. And it may be you're struggling with your finances or your body needs healing or your children are going crazy or you're running from God. Let me tell you something. You're never alone. The devil don't have no new tricks. What he's doing to you, he's doing to millions of people too. Jesus wants to work in your life. So what's your part? That's what you got to get to. Make sure you're in line with him. That's number one. Put a spotlight on your life and refuse to walk in strife. Even though there's some people want you, well, you want to get at them, you refuse to walk in strife. There's so much more for you to learn. You see what I'm saying? There's so much for you to receive today. And all you got to do is receive it. Let me go back to that word strife. It's a cancer. We will not have it here at my ministry. We don't have it in my marriage. I don't have it in my family. Why? Because it's a cancer. I'm telling you, it will destroy you. So even though some people are rude to you, wrong to you, they want to hurt you, you do not get into strife. Why? Because then you're fighting yourself. You don't want to fight yourself. You want to walk on the devil. You understand what I'm saying? That's what this message is all about. Checkups always tell you what's up. So when you check up, and I do that on a daily basis, I do that in my morning devotions, ladies and gentlemen. Lord, what's in me that needs to get out? And let me open up so something could get in. And that's what it's all about. And I receive everything that the Holy Spirit has for me. I love this verse. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you in how much truth? All truth. Now, why are we going to believe what Jesus says? Well, we know he said that. But no. That's what he said. And if you'll believe his word, oh, God, it'll help you. You need a good theologian to help you misunderstand this. Just receive the word and watch what will happen to you. Let's go back into this wonderful message because I know you're learning some things. And I tell you, after it's over, you're going to be a better person. Let's go now into the message. So number one, put a spotlight on your life to see if you've overlooked something that needs to be made right. Number two, keep strife out of your life. Christ will not work for you if you're in rebellion. Why? Because your eyes should be looking up to the hill from whence your help cometh. Number three, whatever you are believing for, make sure the word says you can have it. Write that down. Whatever you are believing for, make sure the word says you can have it. If the word says you can have it, you can have it and take the heat of the world. God said you could. God said he would bless you in the city, bless you in the field, bless you going in, bless you going out. The church, 99% of the church don't believe that. Yet it's so ingrained in scripture. Because they say, well, you can't be blessed. You have to be poor in the city, poor in the field, poor in the... No, poor ain't fun. You understand what I'm saying? The Bible said that a poor man is ruled all the time. God wants you blessed. So make sure, let me just read it so you write it down, you can get it here. Number three, whatever you're believing for, make sure the word says you can have it. When I saw what the word said, I said, I can have that. Well, I know the Bible says that, but whoa, you don't know the Bible says that. You're trying to give me a commentary and an opinion. Help, let me help you people. I am not a dumb man when it comes to business. I wanted to build this church here in Metairie because I know the chain don't go past Kenner. Everyone told me, don't build this in Destrehan. But God said, sir, build it in Destrehan. I had never been to Destrehan unless I crossed the ferry. You remember them days? That before the Hale-Boggs Bridge. Remember that ferry? Had to wait on it to get across there. I thought, well, you know, it's just good common sense. But the Lord said, don't do that. But now I realize and know that. Because you see, it's not a place that you had to drive to. You got to go where God tells you to go. Now, people say, God told me, most people now ain't hearing the voice of God. They're hearing the voice of God because they're irritated. I've had people try to pick my words to say. I've had people try to tell me what to preach. I don't even tell me what to preach. That's something God told me to preach. I didn't want to preach. I want to preach a Milky Way sermon. Preach the milk and away I go. Let me get out of here. We're going to stir up something here. But when the Lord said, stand up and preach prosperity. Oh, Jesus. Well, you're going to let them stay broke, busted, disgusted? You're going to let the devil kick them and beat them? Yeah. Quit thinking about yourself. And if they crucify you, let them crucify you. That ain't easy, ladies and gentlemen. It ain't easy that you help people and they turn away and walk away from you and speak evil of you. That isn't fun. I'm human. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? But that's okay. Got to love them. Got to love them in the Lord. Take the high road. Pray for them. God bless them. Minister to them. Sometimes when you first start praying, it's all you go, Lord, blah, blah. Jesus, blah, blah, blah. Y'all know you've been there, right? Yeah. Whatever you believe in for, make sure the word says you can have it. Number four, check up on what you're saying. Words will always make you or break you. Check up on what you're saying. Words will always make you or break you. Why did I put that song? Why did I put that scripture out there on this church? Psalms 89:34. To make me remember, my covenant will I not break. Watch this. Nor alter the thing that goes out of my lips. You understand what I'm saying? You don't, because what you say, the Bible said, if you said something you shouldn't have said, you swear to your own hurt. I went to some places I shouldn't have gone because I told him I would go. God didn't tell me to go there, but I said I would, so I went. Now, God bless some people, don't misunderstand me, but it was not the issue. I was not in the perfect will of the Lord. Let me just say it again. Check up on what you're saying. Words will always make you, or words will always make you or break you. I'll tell you something. If you say the right words to your wife, you're going to have a wonderful marriage. But one wrong word can change the atmosphere. Right? Just one little, by accident, on purpose, or whatever. She walked by, getting a little big back there, ain't you, Mama? You see? I mean, it's just words turn people on or off. I mean, did you hear that? Whoa. Let me help you, ladies. And that's one part of your body most men love. And you're always trying to make it smaller. Leave it alone. Amen. Come on, men, help me out here, will you, for God's sake? You know I'm telling the truth. Leave it alone. Look at the men. Y'all just got your head straight. Words will make you or break you. You understand what I'm saying? It's going to happen. So I notice this. I can have a great day with Kathy if I just use the right words. Or it can be one hellish day if I use the wrong words. See? So I check up. Should I say this to her? Number five. Checkups. Check up where you are fighting the fight of faith. What arena are you in? Check up where you are fighting the fight of faith. What arena are you in? See, the Bible says fight the good fight of faith. You know how people interpret that? They fight faith. God never told you to fight faith. He told you to fight the good fight of faith. What arena are you in? You see what I'm saying? There were some ministers back in the 70s, or excuse me, in the 80s that fell. You know them, I know them. People wanted me to go on television and speak evil of those people, even though what they did was true. And it caused great stress in the body of Christ. It caused governmental change. And in my personal opinion, and I'm not being critical, just being truthful, they caused the government to intrude in on churches when they should not have done it. But the church ought to have enough sense to police itself. You understand what I'm saying? But they didn't. Because you see, they got drunk on power. Power is very intoxicating. Watch the word preeminence. You can tell people they're always trying to get the limelight. Bothers them if you get it. Let me say this again. Check up where you're fighting the fight of faith. What arena are you in? You see what I'm saying? You don't fight faith. You fight the good fight of faith. The Bible says you lay hold on eternal life. That's why sometimes things are not working. You're fighting in the wrong arena. Are you fighting the good fight of faith in the right arena? Listen, I do these checkups myself. Why do I do that? I know the word works. And if the word works, it's going to work not some of the time, all the time. And if it's not working for me, then I'm going to put a spotlight on my life and find out why. Look, God gave me these checkups to share because we need to do those things. If the word isn't working in your life, could it be, number one, an issue with forgiveness? Think about that. Number two, strife? Because that is a killer there. Number three, what does the word say about what you're believing for? See, a lot of times people believe for things that the word don't say nothing about. What words are you saying? Now, that's the key to that thing. Remember, your words can make you or break you. And I mean that sincerely. I believe God is revealing so much to you right now. Can I stand with you and pray with you? I want to do that right now. Can I do that? Father, in Jesus' name. We come boldly to the throne of grace with these petitions and supplications with thanksgiving. Satan, I get great pleasure in telling you to get under these people's feet, that what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. We bind you today by the power of Jesus' mighty name. I thank you in advance, Lord, that these prayers that we are praying, the answers are forthcoming. And quickly, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The reason why I wrote this sermon, Kathy's always trying to get me to go to doctors and check up. And, you know, I'm in good health. But you know what? I got to think, is it because I'm getting older? No, it's because I'm getting smarter. Think about that for a minute. I said, you know, you need to go get yourself checked up. Well, it's the same way in the Word of God. You go to the scripture, it says, does this apply to me? Is this working for me?
Or am I working against what the Word of God says? If you meditate on Psalms 121 verse 1, it says this, I will lift up mine eyes into the hills from which cometh my help. Let me tell you something. Something's always coming to you. Now, faith cometh, so does help. Now, when you understand that, you can walk in the power of God's glorious anointing. And that's what it's all about. I mean, living life to the full. I mean, I just barely get by. Churches preach that for millenniums. Barely get by. You don't like barely get by. I don't like barely get by. Nobody likes barely get by. But if you can have more than enough, spiritually, physically, and financially. Think about that for a minute. I'm starting to preach here. I can't help myself. Kathy's coming right now with some great, glorious moments, my God. And they're wonderful. You're going to hear what people say about the Lord Jesus. Kathy, take it away.
Thanks, Jesse. I'm so blessed by the amazing testimonies that come to us every day. And I know that you're going to be blessed by the ones that I'm about to share right now. Let's start with this glorious moment from Lucille. She says, God delivered me from nicotine addiction. While I was watching TV one night, a lady was giving her testimony about how God took her addiction away. I immediately claimed that for myself. I said, God, you are no respecter of persons. What you did for her, you will do for me. The next morning, it was like I had never smoked. Praise God, I've been free now for 17 years. You know, that's truly amazing. Lucille, God is not a respecter of persons, you're right, but He is a respecter of faith, and your testimony proves that. I believe that your faith has encouraged so many people that are watching today. You know, when our desires line up with God's desires for us, miracles happen. Jesus wants to help us to be healthy in our bodies as well as in our spiritual lives. In the NLT, Isaiah 58:11 says, the Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. You will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. Isn't that good? And now next is a testimony that came to us from Frankie, who says, I used to run a bar, but God got me out of that business. I prayed to Him one night at the side of my bed, and I have now been sober for 20 years. Praise God, Frankie, and thank you for sharing what God has done in your life. I know that He has continued to bless your life in even more ways. You know, many believers don't realize that the abundant life Christ died to give us is even possible. If that's you and you need freedom in any area of your life, go to Him. Jesus loves you and He's your ever-present help in time of need. Believe that today. God is so good. Don't go away. You know, Jesse's going to be right back after this.
With Total JDM, you get access to years of great messages from Classic Jesse through today.
You can have anything you can believe, spiritually, physically, and financially.
Always a message that will touch your life. Watch on your computer, your tablet, your phone, and more. Jesse, Kathy, anytime, anywhere. Total JDM. Go to TotalJDM.org and sign up today.
I love these questions you sent in this week, and we'd like to answer them to the best of our ability. Here's one from a man named Steve. He asked this, is it possible to fall from grace for a time in life and once again be made right with God? If I ask for forgiveness and repent of my sins, can I regain full blessing from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Let me help you, Steve. Yes. He never leaves you or forsake you. You're saved by grace. Glory to God. Think about that for a minute. Now, He don't want you, just because you got grace don't mean that you should sin better. You see, some people believe that, you know, I don't care what I do because I'm under grace. Listen to me. If you got grace in your life, you ought to sin less, Steve. That's just common sense. So quit thinking about what you did wrong and start thinking about what you're going to do that's right. And I'm going to tell you something about the Lord. He loves you no matter what. All you have to do is say, Jesus, I'm yours. And guess what? You are there. Here's another question from a person named Tim and Cheryl. They asked this. Jesus told the disciples in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Is the baptism He is talking about the one of immersing the nations in the teaching of Jesus? That is a great question. Yes, we should immerse the nations in the teaching of Jesus, but we also should be baptized. We should do exactly what Jesus did. Let me just say that. If you go through the scripture, and do what Jesus does, you are doing right. So a lot of people want to get in a fight over baptism. You shouldn't do that. I mean, when I teach the Word of God, I am immersing them people in the Word of God. And also, I believe in baptism. And I mean, as soon as you get born again, bless God, go do it, because it's worth it and you'll be blessed. Here's another question from a girl named Donna. She writes this: I've had miracles in my life and I know I was blessed. I shared my blessing with others and thanked the Lord. My question is, what do I do to feel joyful and filled with the Holy Spirit every day? I pray, I read the Word, but I feel sad and fearful because of problems in my life. That's a great question. Listen, life will throw some things at you that you don't want. But I made up my mind. I changed my world. I changed my environment with the Word of God. When I begin to feel sad, say, no, that's not me. I'm blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in. I say it out loud so this body can hear what I am saying. And guess what? All that junk goes away. Thank you for sending in those great questions. What a blessing of God. I like those today. Stay right there. We want to show you something, and we'll be back in just a moment to speak another word. Watch. People think failure is falling. No, failure is laying in the mud. Failure is staying where you are. Get up, knock the mud off because you didn't fail. Failure is when you do nothing. Get the option of failure out of your mind and out of your mouth. Get it out. Failure is not an option. And if it's never an option, then you never will.
Now available from Jesse Duplantis for your April partnership of $50 or more. Request yours today at jdm.org.
I hope you enjoyed this message as much as I enjoyed preaching it, because it brought encouragement to me. We always need to be checked up on. And let me tell you, the Word of God will check us and we'll be right. I encourage you to order this message in its full entirety. There's so much more that I know will bless your life. You can go to the website, jdm.org, for all the information. Get it right there and you'll be blessed. Partners, I want to thank you for being so courteous and kind to help me preach this message literally all over the world. We are reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time. And it's amazing how much God does through your faithful financial partnership. I've asked the Lord for every dollar given my ministry, give me a soul. You've heard me say that thousands of times. I am serious about that. We don't waste your money. We don't do those things, because you're investing in the kingdom of God. And I'm going to be held accountable for that when I stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank you for your partnership. Can I pray for you right now, partners? Father, thank you today. Bless each and every one of my partners with a 30, 60, 100-fold and 1,000-time return. Lord, you do that for me all the time. I know you would do that for them, because they are faithful to get your word out, and they do it through this television broadcast. I can't thank you enough, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you'd like to get my gift message of the month, it's entitled Making No Provisions for Failure for Your April Partnership of Any Amount. Think about that. It's available as a digital download on CD while supplies last. Partners, thank you for helping me preach this gospel. Nothing too small, nothing too big. I'm believing with you for a great financial miracle today. I know it'll happen if we'll believe together. We love you. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Now, I want you to see this. These people were slaves. I don't know anybody that's ever been a slave that's been happy. But these men and these women were happy, because they continually heard the wisdom, not of man, but the wisdom of God. Solomon was called the wisest of men, but Jesus is called the wisdom of God. So they didn't hear Solomon's knowledge, they heard the wisdom of God.
For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, call the number on the screen. And don't forget to visit us on the web at www.jdm.org.